step up and take the advantage and see where they
go. Are you talking about Washington? Just got a lot of areas that are room for improvement. We're excited to take the next step and get back on track.
It seemed like they knew what you were doing ahead of time, kind of the plays in terms of like sometimes they were maybe step ahead of you guys?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I just think it was a matter of execution and, you know, not really staying ahead of schedule and, you know, staying ahead of the chains.
So for to see this offensive line as good as you guys have played for the last 2 years to have that kind of struggle in terms of push and that kind of thing, what have you seen this week in terms of response?
Yeah, I don't think any position group watched that Washington game and felt like we put our best foot forward. So we're just really looking forward to getting back to our identity and coming out and playing good, clean, solid, high-effort, high-finish football.
How would you describe Derek's play in that game? It didn't seem like he was quite himself that game. Is that when you saw on film, or what was your take on watching him on film?
Yeah, you guys know how prideful a worker he is, and, you know, he's worked really hard this week to clean up some things and do his part, but that's permeated our whole offense. No one has looked at that game, as I said, and thought, man, I'm really pleased with what I put on tape. Everybody from Derek, all the way down to quality control coaches has looked for ways to improve, and that's going to be what propels us going forward.
I think Marshawn was out there for about a third of the snaps. Is that something, the way the game flow went, that you were using him less, or what went into that?
Yeah, it's a little difficult to stay on your normal game plan when you go for 11 on third down and, you know, when you're behind the sticks on second down and all that. So it kind of threw us out of rhythm, out of plan a little bit, but Marshawn knows he's a big part of what we want to do offensively, and we look forward to using him.
Todd, Josh Norman was very outspoken after the game about what you perceived to be some slights from your receivers. You know, the Denver DBs, they're a very talkative group. They like to try to get in your head. Do you have to caution your guys to just not get caught up in that, or is that just part of football?
You know, it's definitely a part of football. I didn't see or hear any of the stuff that he was talking about, you know. I don't pay too much attention to it, you know, respectfully. But we're at our best when we just go do our job. You know, and if we keep the blinders on and just stay focused on our job and executing our techniques, we're going to be all right. That was quick.
The fact that Bill's on the other sideline this week in Musgrave, do you tweak anything in terms of the call? Are you worried about that at all? Is that a factor that Musgrave knows you guys did pretty much last year?
No, we've adjusted enough schematically, you know, and verbiage-wise. We don't really pay attention to who's on the other sideline as much as we do just doing our job to the best of our ability.
The whole offense looked just very herky-jerky mostly. As a play caller, were you in that same – did you feel that same kind of thing for yourself? Were you – as a play caller, did you feel comfortable with your rhythm?
Well, I'll tell you, we alluded to it earlier, but when you're not able to sustain drives and when you're not able to stay on schedule on first down, it kind of throws everything out of whack a little bit, you know? So whether it be the types of plays that you can call to be successful or the personnel groupings you're running out there, you know, we look forward to this next week, staying on schedule better and opening up the game plan a little bit.
So much is made of Von Miller and what he can do, but if you do too much to try and stop Von Miller, what about the rest of that defense in terms of the pressure they can put? What kind of dilemma do they cause?
Yeah, we have a luxury in that department in that we have number 52 on our team who gives us a pretty darn good look at that kind of stuff throughout training camp and OTAs and, you know, really talented guys that give us looks on the show team and such as well. So we feel like we have a good plan and we're excited to go out and execute it.